Behind the Wheel with Chris Miller and Peter Hitchener, powered by behindthewheel.com.au.
What do you nickname your car?
Yes.
Pete, you had a car with a nickname.
Yes, I did. It was a rough and tough Nissan Patrol.
Yeah. What was it called?
It was called Bev.
Bev.
Because Bev had the number plate B-E-V. So it was Bev, or if on best behaviour, it was Beverly.
Beverly,
and that's the
yes.
only nickname I have ever given a car. And I'm not quite sure how it happened. It was because it was a second car and
just kind of worked out that way.
Just worked out that way.
Now, you've had some really cool cars over your time. Like, you once owned a Ford XY GTHO.
You
didn't have a name for that?
I didn't have a name for that.
Not your BMW 3 Series or the 5 Series?
No. Or the Porsche? No.
Just Bev the Nissan
just
Patrol.
Just Bev the Nissan Patrol. Right, that was it.
Excellent.
And well, Bev did sterling service too, I can tell you that. Soldiered on no matter what.
Well, we've got someone who's rather knowledgeable on the line when it comes to nicknames given to cars. The RACQ in their wisdom have performed a bit of a survey to find out, get down to the bare bones of the facts. Who is it that names their cars? What do they name them? To give us that information, it is the gorgeous Lauren Ritchie. Old mate, welcome back to Behind the Wheel. Lauren, how are you going?
Very well, thanks for having me.
Oh, Lauren, this is such fun research. Well done. Because, you know, we have a very intimate relationship with our vehicles because they have to look after us and get us home and get us to work and do all the jobs. Who names their car and why and what?
Well, we did a survey of the younger drivers, so a lot of people's first cars, so anyone aged between 16 and 24. We asked them what do they name their cars and came up with the top 10 nicknames.
Right.
And with number one is went to Kermit.
Kermit.
So presuming Kermit the Frog, a green car or something
that
perhaps one that hops along maybe, they're not very good at manual cars perhaps. We're not quite sure why they named them, but there's a fair few that have been quite interesting. And like you, we've found a lot of them have to do with the car themselves. So we've had a lot of it with Getz or Getzy, Susie. So we're thinking they come from the Hyundai Getz or Suzuki Swift
sure.
or those sorts of things that people seem to get. They're creative, but not that creative. So
yeah,
we do have a
much.
Fair few come from the make or model of the car, or like you with the number plate as well. But more often than not, we find a lot of people are naming their first cars because it's something about your first car that's close to the heart, that you feel a special bond to name your car, and hopefully that car treats you well for many years.
Well, it marks the time when you become an adult. It kind of marks that sense of freedom that you suddenly get when you get your first car, and you can suddenly realise you can go anywhere and do anything, and you generally need to do it with a mate. So I suppose it makes sense to name your car.
Yeah, absolutely. Your car becomes your best friend. They take you everywhere. They're willing to pick you up, take you places. It basically is your real friend when you become independent. So it was quite a bit of fun for us to see what sort of names have made the list. And quite surprisingly, we did this survey last year as well, and
yeah.
we found a lot of the names didn't appear this year. So Taylor Swift was in the top 10 last year. But I don't know if you want to talk about Taylor Swift's popularity or whether probably more the popularity of the Swift themselves with the younger drivers didn't make the top 10 this year.
Ooh,
so
falling out of favour.
Perhaps, or maybe, I don't know, different age group of people coming through. Taylor Swift's not their jam these days. I'm not sure. But we do get some really weird and wonderful, and we love doing this to see what takes out the top 10.
Was there any research on people who own unreliable cars and what they might have called their cars?
I have a feeling we may not have been able to put those out in public. We have to be nice to our cars. That's the whole thing, is you've got to treat them with respect. So swearing at them, they have feelings, I'm sure. They get you from A to B. So be respectful to the car, especially your first one.
Don't call me that.
Oh, that is so funny because there's nothing like an unreliable car to bring out the most colourful language. It's a car that stops for no reason.
Not a proud moment on the highway when you're swearing at your first car.
As always, Lauren, great to talk to you. We'll chat again soon. Thanks.
Will do. Thanks. Bye. Behindthewheel.com.au.